We are men. We are warriors.
We are dads.
Dads with a purpose. Dads with an edge. We sharpen our skills so we can show up best for others. We have one shot in life to be a dad. Why not make it epic?
Before we get started with today's podcast, I just want to ask you guys one quick question. Do you want to take the red pill and I'll show you everything you want to know? Or do you want to take the blue pill and life will just go back to normal as you've always known it? I don't know if you guys remember the movie that was from, but that was from The Matrix, the original one, before they started making The Matrix number, Revolutions or Resolution. I don't know. There's like three of them, I think. But that's from the first one. And I'm sure you're probably wondering, what does a quote from The Matrix have to do with marriage? Because that's why you guys are here. You saw the title of the show. This is a big, big topic for men. They want to know how to improve their marriages. And let's face it, there's hardly any marriage resources out there. There's counselors, there's therapists, there's all kinds of things out there. And unfortunately, there's a lot more resources out there if you want to break a marriage up versus if you want to keep it together. So, and unfortunately, that's the way our society is run, is how do we break up a marriage versus how do we fix it? And fixing it's a lot of work. But here's the challenge. We're always pointing the finger for the most part. She doesn't do this. She doesn't do that. She doesn't get me. Well, he doesn't understand me and he doesn't do this right. And he doesn't do that right. We're always blaming. We're always pointing the finger at the other person. The problem is it's not the other person's fault necessarily. Some cases it might be, but for the most part, we have to control what we control. And the thing that we control is us. And I'm sure you're scratching your head, but you're like, but Larry, man, my wife, she does this, she does that. You don't understand. And I do understand. I get it. But what you're going to get out of today's show is you're going to get just real world, fantastic advice about how we can work on ourselves so we can show up better as husbands to inspire our women to do the same. And perhaps it's our women who are the ones working on themselves and trying to inspire us, but maybe we just don't see it. So my guest today, he is a marriage expert. He's been doing this for years. So back in the 90s, Larry Bellotta was suffering miserably from a loveless marriage. He needed a way to reduce his stress, anxiety, and tension in his marriage. Not because he was devoted to his wife, but because he literally needed to maintain his own sanity. And Larry's wife didn't believe in divorce. Needless to say, he went out on a mission to find a real solution to their ongoing struggles. And after 27 years of misery, he finally found it. Today, Larry and his wife have been happily married for over 40 years, and they're happy to say that they're closer than ever. So Larry is one of the few marriage experts who actually transformed his own marriage and today holds the key to bring back marriage from the brink of divorce, even after papers have been filed. Larry Bellotta has helped literally thousands of couples reignite their marriage, and he's got a secret method that allows individuals to transform themselves inside out and positively influence their spouse as a result. One of those key things is by learning to eliminate negative feelings in about 60 seconds. He's taught individual spouses how to completely change the environment of marriage through his Environmental Changer program for the past 15 years. And like I said, he has helped thousands of couples. He is one of the leading experts with marriage, and I'm honored to have him on the show today. So if you're having a difficult time in your marriage or things just aren't the way you really want them, maybe you've got a good marriage, but maybe you want an even better one, or maybe your marriage is on the brink of divorce, but you want to save it, you're gonna want to listen to this show. It's a game changer. I'm sure you're wondering, well, Larry, why in the world did you start the show out with a quote from The Matrix? So I think if you're a guy, you've seen the movie The Matrix. Chances are you probably like the movie The Matrix. The cool thing what Larry does in this show is he relates marriage, working on ourselves, our inner demons, things we think are real that are actually not real, but we think that they're real, energy that's transferred from our spouses to us and then from us to our spouse. It's pretty interesting, to say the least. I had a lot of fun on this show, a lot of fun. We joked around a lot, and I think you guys will get a ton out of this. You guys will get a deeper understanding of what intimacy is, how to create more intimacy. You'll also understand the process of acceptance, gratitude, and appreciation for things that we don't even like or can control, but how we can change our mindset and how we can literally turn our marriage around. So guys, I'm really excited to bring on Larry today. But before we get started with Larry, here is the iTunes review of the week.
Thanks, Larry. This week's review is by Tony Gioronto. I'm pretty sure I nailed that. Entitled, Awesome Investment. 5 stars. Tony says, I've been listening to this podcast for the past 6 months. Larry always produces excellent and thought-provoking shows. If you are a husband, father, or business leader, get in here. You won't regret the investment of your time. Well, thank you, Tony. And we appreciate your time in listening and leaving this review. Back to you, Larry.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I say it time and time again on this show. This is just a public platform of me learning this stuff. I'm a student of this myself, trying to be a better father myself. I'm definitely not the guy who has all the answers. I'm just the guy lucky enough to talk to people who are way smarter than me every single week. So, all right, guys, no more talk. For all the show notes for this particular show, you can go to gooddadproject.com/175. But here is my interview with one of the leading marriage experts in the world, Mr. Larry Bellotta. Larry Bellotta, what is going on, brother? Welcome to the Dad Edge podcast. It's good to talk to you, man.
Well, I love being here because I'm a big fan of your work. There's not enough people in the world working with fathers and getting them like your book and all of your resources and all the focus that you give guys. That's fabulous. And the fact that you do 2 shows a week, it just blows my mind. That's fantastic.
Thank you, man.
You're like a saint to fathers.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I have been doing 2 shows a week now, and it's been really consistent. But thank you for the kudos. I'll tell you what, I always say this, but if you can somehow, some way, you know, reach a man, you know, me included, I think we are a tough vault to crack. There are certain subjects that we really gravitate to, and there are certain subjects that we just completely stay away from. And sometimes those subjects are they can be one and the same, to where like today we're gonna be talking about chaos kids, and we're gonna be talking about midlife crises, and we're gonna be talking about marriages in crisis and all that good stuff. And for some of us, we really gravitate to that content, but as far as the conversation goes, like, we tend to shy away from it because we don't want anyone to know that our life might be in mad chaos, because as men, as you know, like, our two favorite words are fine and good, and good and fine. And that's about all we let in. But
yeah, so true.
But yeah, man, I'm excited to have you on the show. So really, really, number one, marriage is a big deal. We talk about this all the time in our Dad Edge Alliance and our mastermind community. This is obviously the number one relationship that we're going to have in our life. Even whether you're married still, whether you're separated, whether you're divorced, this is still a relationship that is going to be a part of your life. And it's a very, 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 did I say very, very intimate, very intimate thing for men to make sure that they have this whole marriage thing, that they have their arms wrapped around it, that their wives do too. And I say this a lot on the show too, and it just, I don't know, man, it blows my mind, because if you think about our jobs and all the training that we go through for our jobs, you know, we go through months and months of training to go do a certain job. And then, but when it comes to being a father, when it comes to being a husband or even a wife or a mom, it's just like, okay, here's marriage, go get it. You know, here's a kid, go learn, good luck. So it's great to have guests like you who are been in this space for a very long time and not only know a lot about this, but also you've been in the shoes of a struggling man. So tell us your story, brother.
Well, it's a very short story. I lived 27 years of hell in a marriage, 27 years of hell. And I can get into why that was hell. But in the 28th year, I fell in love with my wife and we're now married over 43 years. And we're more solid than we've ever been and more together than we've ever been. And you know what divorce is? Divorce is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And you think, well, we shouldn't divorce then. If it's a temporary problem, divorce is not how we should handle it. But it takes 2 years, 3 years, 4 years to get through your troubles. And there are two kinds of marriages. There's a normal marriage, and then there's a midlife crisis marriage. And they're absolutely not the same. And the reason they're not the same is in the case of a midlife crisis marriage, there's a midlife crisis woman in it. And when you have a midlife crisis woman, all the conventional marriage techniques, all the conventional advice about how to fix a marriage absolutely do not apply. And we can get into why that's the case. So I'm married to the toughest, roughest, strongest woman in the world. She's a kamikaze in her last mission. She's never wrong, never in doubt. And so what the 27 years of hell was made of is Marcia was attempting to forcefully force my programming out of me, rip my programming out of me. That's what made my life so miserable. And I was fighting her tooth and nail to protect my parents' value system. And I was raised by a gambler and an alcoholic. So the alcoholic was the mother, gambler was the father, and they didn't really raise their children. They were really self-centered parents who pretty much lived for themselves, and their children were just, you know, a sideline. And they never owned a house because they had no interest in raising a family, you know, and being into the family. So I'm a chaos kid, and I married a chaos kid. So Marcia comes from a home with anger. I come from a home with no anger. And so, you know, the number of contrast in programming is just huge. So I was the people say, well, why don't you divorce her and just run away like everybody else does? And the reason I couldn't run away is I was programmed to stay married and miserable. See, both of our parents stayed married and miserable. So we were programmed to stay married and miserable. We couldn't get out of the marriage. So what I had to do, I was the learner. I had to learn. And so I was constantly hungry, looking for answers. And everywhere I could find them, I was looking for the truth. You know, what is the truth about this nightmare I'm in? And so that's what I was doing. I was learning and constantly hungry for learning. And so that's what 27 years was. It was me learning and suffering and her suffering and trying to just to have sustain some kind of life. But in the 28th year, everything came together for me. The truth came together for me. And I realized that the pain I was suffering was not out there. It wasn't out there in Marcia, in the body of Marcia, out there in time and space. It was in me. And I finally saw it like I'd never seen it before. And that's why I had all kinds of revelations about what this was and how to turn it off, turn it off the pain. That's what every guy wants. Every guy wants to turn off the pain. And so the pain doesn't come from out there. We're told we believe it is out there. It's not out there. It's in here.
Larry, why do we do that? I mean, I'm a proponent of I'm married. I want to stay married, been married, no desire to get divorced. But why do we do that? Why do we stay married and miserable? Why are we? I understand it probably comes from what we learned growing up. But I'm also a believer that, you know, I came from a home where my mom was married three times. And I saw divorce. You know, I saw unhappiness here and there. I saw happiness.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. And I did see happiness, you know, at times, but then I saw unhappiness. And then I did see, you know, I would say unhappiness to the point of toxicity. And I do believe though, that there probably does come a time where maybe it is better that you do not stay together. And so many people are like, well, we need to stay together for the kids. Or, you know, being unhappily married is just how people do it. Most people are unhappily married. So I'm just going to stay unhappy. But sometimes I think, you know, it's like, well, how does that serve us? And then why do we do that? And I'm a proponent of like, hey, let's try everything. But if it doesn't work and it's affecting, you know, you and it's affecting me, it's affecting our family, it's affecting, because there are a lot of parents out there, there's a lot of dads out there, a lot of moms out there that probably do a better job when they're not together, when they've separated, when they've divorced. I'm not saying I'm a proponent for divorced. I'm not saying you need to throw in the towel, but I'm saying once you've tried every single thing imaginable, counseling and therapy and all these other things, and you just look at each other, you'd be like, man, you know, we gave it our best shot. We really, really did. And it's just not serving us anymore. So we should probably walk away. So why do we live with this mentality of like, hey, married equals unhappiness, and I'm going to be okay with that?
So here's, you're looking for a secret. And there is a secret. It's actually a well-kept secret, a very well-kept secret, a buried secret. No one ever passes it along, and no one really understands it. And I want to give it as an analogy. The analogy is that you and your wife are cruise ships. Now, as cruise ships, you make people happy. And so each of you are cruise ships that are very productive in making people happy. And because, gosh, you're in the cruise ship business, right? So you have to be, you are really good ships. Now, let's now imagine that each of you have a rat in your ship, down in your ship that you don't know is there. And let's imagine that each of these rats on your two ships each have a radio. And these rats that have these radios are sending messages back and forth day and night called against energy. And this against energy is so pushy and so strong, it's pushing the ships apart. That's how strong the energy is. And so the energy is pushing the ships apart, but the ships don't know that they have rats. So your ship becomes aware that you might have a rat. So you go to a seminar and learn that you can find the rat and get it off your ship. So that's what you do. You now take your rat off your ship. Now, your wife has a rat also, and she doesn't do anything about her rat, just you do. So what was happening in a really troubled marriage, a marriage where they're considering divorce, living in separate houses and doing that whole routine, is a two-rat system. Each ship has a rat. Each rat is pushing against the other. And that rat system is a two-rat system. And when you have a two-rat system, you're going to have a divorce. Because what is the rat in the analogy? The rat is childhood pain. And when you have childhood pain, if you can't control childhood pain, if you don't know what it is and where it is and how it works, then it's going to come for you. And the first thing that it's going to do is it's going to tell you that other ship over there is the problem. You need to get rid of that other ship. That other ship is making you suffer. But it turns out it's the rat on your ship that's making you suffer. But the rat won't tell you that. And so this childhood pain that's given to you, this abandonment, abuse, neglect, it's a bunch of messages, a bunch of stories, a bunch of memories that are all stored in your subconscious mind. That's where they are. They're stored in your subconscious mind. Well, you don't know how to access your subconscious mind. So what are you going to do about it? Nothing, because you don't know anything about it, right? So what the job is one person has to get rid of their rat, just one. That's why it only takes one to heal a marriage, because one rat has got to go. Two rats don't have to go, just one rat has to go. Why? Because although one rat will still be pushing, it has no power to push two ships. It has no power to push apart two ships. It takes two rats to push two ships, two rats generating against energy. So when you think of yourself as a cruise ship, you're good. There's nothing wrong with you. You don't have to change. You don't have to fix yourself. You're just fine the way you are. Your problem is a rat. The rat's the problem. And see, we live in a world that says, there is no rat. That's what we live in. We say, everybody who lives in this world says, you have a ship problem. If your ship's got a problem, your ship's got a problem. You need to fix your stupid ship. But that's not the truth. The truth is the ship is good. The rat's not. And so once you make the separation that you're the ship and you are good, and you have a rat in you that's operating and working on you, tormenting you, making you suffer, telling you that ship over there has got to go, right? That's a two rat system. And when the two rats are connected and they're sending these against messages back and forth day and night, the ships are going to separate. And I've worked with, I've done over 1,600 interviews with people in troubled marriages, 1 hour interviews. And I have just got tons and tons of proof that this is just true day and nights and weekends and all the time. And the problem we have in our world is we don't have people separating the ship from the rat. We have people that says there is no rat. I'm the problem. Oh, it's me. It's the ship. I'm a bad ship. I'm a no good ship. No, you're not a no good ship. You're a great ship. And there's nothing you need to do to fix yourself. You're great the way you are. You just happen to have a rat problem. You don't have a marriage problem. You got a rat problem. Until you find that rat and get it off your ship, you're going to suffer. Mm. And that's what I learned about Marcia. Marcia is riotlessly crazy and zany and cruel as she could be. The pain wasn't coming from her. What was coming from her was the external stimulation of behavior, but the pain in me was my rat talking to me. By the way, we call this the little voice inside my head. We all know what that is. Mm-hmm. So I'm referring to it as the rat, and the rat is childhood pain. It's the childhood pain that actually makes you hurt. It's childhood pain that makes you want to run away. And then when you think about, I need space, I need space. Remember that phrase, I need space?
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
I need space. What is the space thing? The space thing is when you physically get the rats physically close to each other within the same 10-foot, 20-foot radius, they actually get way more powerful and they get very, very strong. And what they do is they feed against energy. Literally, it's an energy transfer. You can't see it, smell it, taste it, touch it. Your five senses aren't going to tell you about the rats and their activity, but that's what happens. They feed each other. The closer they get, the faster they feed, and they get into these feeding frenzies. And so the weakest person, let's propose it's the wife, the weakest person is going to literally collapse under the pressure of that pain of the two rat system. But an amazing thing happens when a man gets his rat off his ship. Now there is no food source for your wife's rat. You can't feed your rat's not feeding her rat anymore. And astounding things happen. Astounding things, just still amazing. I see it every week, and I never get tired of it. But when the man gets rid of his rat, the woman's rat gets weaker. Mm. When the woman's rat gets weaker, she becomes more human. She becomes more civil, more sane. But if your rat's at work and her rat's connected, boof, you get physically close, boy, that's unbearable.
Interesting. I'm starting to literally analyze all my past relationships. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, it's easy.
So that's why it didn't work out with that girl. Like, oh yeah, I could say, yeah, okay. So, and by the way, this is out of 175 shows. I've never ever heard any of these things compared to a rat. However, I will say this, Larry, it does make a lot of sense. And as I'm thinking about these things, yeah, it's like, I guess you could also call it maybe a defense mechanism, right?
So, well, that's the conventional term we use. But what I've found is conventional terms are thrown around all the time, but they don't help us. It's kind of like your friends and relatives telling you, you need to focus on yourself. You need to focus on yourself. Right. Yeah, that was a lot of help.
Yeah. All right. I get you. So let's talk right now to the man. So I'm disclaimer here. So I had a conversation with a man, literally this past week. I mean, we're recording this podcast right now in May. It's not coming out until August. However, I had a conversation with a guy, just this past week. And he it was the first time we ever talked. We were talking about, he wanted to come and join the Alliance, the mastermind community we have. And what I do every time a guy wants to join that is I get on a Zoom call with him and get to know him. I mean, that's the first step. And it amazes me. It amazes because we have, you know, gosh, over 250 members, depending on when this comes out, probably closer to 300 members at that point. But what I've noticed is men will be very transparent on those Zoom calls when we first talk. It's almost like these things that they've held in for so long suddenly come out and they start talking about these things. This guy started talking about, I don't know what the background is with his wife, if she maybe comes from a childhood abandonment or anything like that. But she was kind of going through this crisis where she, felt that she had feelings for somebody else in her life that was more kind of at an arm's reach. And, you know, she stated that she wanted to work on the relationship, and she genuinely does. But she felt like she was going through a crisis of like, man, is this all my life is going to be? I have these kids, you know, I've been married, you know, is this what the rest of my life is going to look like? And I think at that moment, you know, and she mentions like, hey, I feel kind of trapped, and not even necessarily meaning that as an insulting way. She wasn't trying to attack, you know, her man, but she was like just stating the way that she feels. Now I've seen this, and I'm sure you've seen this a ton, where one person for whatever reason was like, God, is this really what it was all about? Like, I just don't know if long-term, like, this is what I want 100% of the time in my life. So let's talk to the man right now who might be with a woman or in a marriage where maybe something like that's going on, or someone is maybe more emotionally detached from the marriage because it's gotten mundane, it's gotten old, it's the same person over and over, it's the same day, it's kind of like the movie Groundhog Day, same thing over and over again all day long. And then they kind of wake up and they're like, God, is this really all it's going to be? How do we begin to mend that?
All right, guys, we are taking a quick break from my show today with Larry Bellotta from You Can Save This Marriage. Guys, as we look at things that really stress our marriages, the things that actually cause the most problems, finances, it's huge. It is the number one cause of divorce. And as you guys know, in the US, the divorce rate is up to nearly 50%. So half of those divorces are caused from finances, issues with finances, stress, fights, all kinds of other things. I mean, finances can wreak havoc on our health, on our relationships, and everything else. My wife and I just started using the YNAB software, and that stands for You Need a Budget. We started using that a few months ago. As you guys know, I had Jesse Meekum on the show. I'd be happy to put a link in the show notes for you guys. You'll be able to go back, check out that show that I did with Jesse Meekum. But the YNAB software has completely and totally turned our financial situation around, as well as our conversations around finances. So the cool thing is what used to take us an hour every single week going through the budget now takes us only about 15 minutes, which is really cool. Not to mention the fact that we can track our YNAB and our budgeting through an app. So we know exactly where we stand for groceries. We know where we stand for restaurants and going out to eat and entertainment. We know where we stand with the kids sporting, like what we're spending there, literally the whole nine yards. So it's really cool. The other thing too, is it's really taking the bad guy out of the equation. And what do I mean by that? In every situation, in every relationship, there's always like the heavy, there's always like the bad guy, there's always the one, whether it's your wife or whether it's you, that's saying, no, no, we can't buy that. No, we can't afford that. And it really sucks to be that person, but it also sucks to sort of be with that person. The cool thing about using YNAB is it takes one person out of the equation of being the heavy, of being the one who's always saying no, because now it's not us saying no, it's, well, what does YNAB say? What does the budget say? What does the YNAB budget say? Can we buy that thing or can we not buy that thing? The cool thing is when we are presented with information like that, we become incredible decision makers when we have all information like that, because your checking account balance is a really poor source of information. The YNAB software will show you exactly where you're at in every category. It'll also sync every single day as far as your checking account, your savings accounts, your credit cards, all those things. It's It's a fantastic tool. If you guys want to check that out, go to YNAB.com/dads. Again, YNAB.com/dads. That's YNAB.com/dads. All right, back to my conversation with Larry Bellotta.
It's the same day. It's kind of like the movie Groundhog Day, same thing over and over again all day long. And then they kind of wake up and they're like, God, is this really all it's going to be? How do we begin to mend that?
So the beginning of this this troubled marriage idea, it starts with knowing that what happened to me. I can't really describe what happened to me. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the hardest thing to do. What happened to me? Now, you just gave a classic explanation of what happened.
Right. Right?
But what happened to me is the real question, not what happened to us. What happened to me is the question. And so here's a phenomena that, I always tell people, I'm going to say this, and I want you to write it down. The reason I want you to write it down is because you're not going to remember it after I say it. But this turns out to be why you're suffering in this marriage, this particular marriage. Your wife is treating you the way her mother treated her father in the first 10 years. You are treating your wife the way your father treated your mother in the first 10 years. All right, that's what I want them to write down. Because once you start examining everything that's happened between you, you start realizing, oh, this is that thing that Larry Bellotta talks about called program possession. Program possession. What are the rats? The rats are programs. What is a program? A thing that runs over and over and over again every time. And so what is a program possession? It's when the program comes, leaves your subconscious mind, goes into your nervous system, and takes over your personality for 10 minutes, half hour, however long it is. And during that time, you say and do things you're sorry for later. Well, how many times does that have to happen? 500 times? 800 times? 1,000 times? What do you think is going to happen to your marriage when you're being taken over and don't know it? What's going to happen to your marriage? How's it going to stay together when you're literally being attacked like 4, 5, 8 times a month? You're being possessed 4, 5, 8 times a month. Your wife's being possessed 4, 5, 8 times a month. What do you think is going to happen to your marriage?
It's got to collapse.
It's got to become tired. It's got to become ugly. It's got to become worn out. And the most romantic person, the weakest person, the person who wishes and hopes and dreams for somebody to take them away is going to be the first person to go. And who is that? That's the person I call the chaos kid. The person with the most abandonment, abuse, and neglect is the chaos kid. That's going to be the first person to go. If it's the guy's going to go first. He's going to run away first. If it's a woman, she's going to run away first. And I've proven it over and over and over again. The greater the chaos, the shorter the marriage. And remember, we live in an anti-family society. The laws are built to call it no-fault divorce. Why'd they do that? The family destroyers did that. They got the laws passed back in the 70s. They said, I want a divorce and I don't want it to be my fault. So lawmakers, make it so it doesn't have to be my fault. And they did. And all the states passed no-fault divorce laws so that I don't have to be at fault. So the family destroyer is a person whose family was destroyed. What makes you so amazing, Larry, is that you were born into a family destruction system. And what are you doing now? You're going the opposite way and making a family saving system. Well, that is not normal. That is not normal. But the laws are about family destruction. The whole lawyer system, all the lawyers which follow society, remember, society is a family destruction society. Everyone believes in family destruction now. They don't say that. They don't admit that. They say, I believe in the pursuit of personal happiness. Come on, it's in the Constitution, pursuit of happiness. Come on, get with the program. That's what we're doing now. We're pursuing personal happiness at all costs, at all costs. And so what we do is we get rid of family first so we can be personally happy. Well, that's a massive, massive lie that the whole culture has bought. The whole Western culture has bought that. So now, two lawyers, a lawyer for his side and her side, what are they both working for? Family destruction. Two lawyers are both working for family destruction. No lawyer is working for family holding. they're all working for family destruction. Now, that's absolutely wrong. Lawyers should be in the process to work for the family holder. If a family holder wants to hold the family together, they should have a lawyer to represent that work, but they don't. The lawyers are all family destroyers. Why? Because the society is driving all of them. And so that's why I feel strongly about this, because the whole legal system has been turned against family holders and for family destroyers.
Hey, Larry, I got a question.
Yes.
Have you ever seen the movie The Matrix?
Yes, over and over again.
All right. I suddenly feel like Neo and you're Morpheus and you're like, you can either have the red pill or the blue pill. Which would you like? I'll show you everything you want to know. Like literally, like this whole thing, like as you're doing this, I'm like, oh my God. Like that's just crazy. And I just sat here and I told you the reason why constitutionally we all need to be happy. Right. So I'm like, I'm part of that society, but yet I'm sitting there thinking like you're saying these things I've never even thought of. And I'm like, man, why aren't there like lawyers or people or someone that actually could, I mean, yeah, therapists and counselors and all that, but they could actually bring.
By the way, now that you've added therapists and counselors, they have joined the society as well. And now they're in the pursuit of personal happiness to the destruction of the family. So the whole community of helpers is now against the family.
God, man. No wonder the divorce rate's over like 50%. So let's do this. I want to give guys some massive action steps that they can take away from this show. But I want to go back to your story for a moment. 27 years, right?
Yeah, 27 years.
Yeah, you live like this. What was the thing that you're like, ah, I get it. Like, and maybe it's, you know, maybe it was the end of the movie, The Matrix, when he actually got to speak to the Matrix and saw everything he was supposed to see and defeated the agents and all that good stuff. But what was it that you were like, so that's it. And now I can move forward. And now I'm in love with my wife. Like what happened?
Back to the Morpheus line.
Yeah.
No one can show you the Matrix. You must see it for yourself.
Oh, I love it, man.
That's exactly what happened to me. Okay. I had to see the Matrix for myself. What did it take? It took 27 years of floundering around, of having no answers, of having no help, of searching and this little piece of the truth, that little piece of the truth, gluing it together. It doesn't work. Now try it again. You know, it was a mess. It was a horrible, sloppy mess. You never want to ever try and repeat what I had to do in those 27 years. So, Why did I see the what is the Matrix? The Matrix turns out to be the rat. The rat is the Matrix. That's what no one can see. Neo, what made him special is that he knew there was a Matrix. He wanted to see the Matrix, and that's what he pursued Morpheus for, to see the Matrix, right? And so when he chose the red pill, he wanted to see the Matrix. If he chose the blue pill, he didn't want to see the Matrix. And that's literally what we're now facing in this world. If we don't want to see the Matrix, then take the blue pill. And you're going to remain a person who keeps going from relationship to relationship because you're never going to find the rat. You're going to take the rat with you, and the rat's going to program possess you when you least expect it, and it's going to make you into your father at his worst. And that's literally how it's going to happen. And you're going to destroy the wife. You're not going to want to know why she's being destroyed, why she's being all lost in him. But what happens is the rats working together literally make you lose her heart. She loses her heart. And once she hits that point where you lose her heart, what she says inside is, he's not part of me. He's not my priority. I'm better off without him. And that's the day you lose her heart. And the odd thing about guys is they keep coming up with different meanings of what's going on. Oh, she's having a bad day. She's having a bad week. It's a medical thing. And they keep coming up with these stories of what's happening. But what's happened is you lose her heart. And if you lose her heart, your marriage is over. You don't have to go to the courthouse. Forget the courthouse. The marriage is already over. Why? Because it's over in her heart. And now you've lost her. But you didn't know it. And that's the whole tragedy of this. Right? So you want to take the red pill. You want to see them. You want to see the Matrix as it really is, because that's where the power is. The power is in seeing the Matrix, like Neo when he came back from the dead and Agent Smith shot him full of bullets, and they stop, and he holds them like it suddenly just holds them and looks at them curiously. Well, when you have that kind of power, the rat can't control you anymore. And that's what happened to me in the 27th year.
I'm just going to say this really quick. You just cranked the volume up so high in this podcast because you're incorporating movies and quotes and all this other stuff. And that's what us guys relate to. I mean, I don't know if you have a buddy like that in your life, but I have several where we actually communicate via movie quotes and things just seem to make more sense that way. But okay. I love this. All right. Let me ask you this. We're Neo. We want to see the Matrix, aka the rat that's in our life. We take the red pill. And now if you remember right, he takes the red pill, all kinds of crazy just shit happens. Like he wakes up in that nasty tube, he's connected to all these tubes, and then he has no strength, he has no hair, and then he has to go through, I don't even know how long, you know, training programs to become the badass that he was at the end. So after we've taken the red pill, we wake up, and we don't have a Morpheus in our life, what do we need to do? What can we expect to start weeding out that, I guess you could say, the rat, to live that life, to have those relationships that we really want? Like, what do we have to do?
So if we take that scene where Agent Smith shoots Neo dead, and then he says, check him. Yes. And then the agents go, he's gone.
Dude, right. You have seen this movie a lot. I love this.
So here's what Agent Smith did not know. Why was he able to come back from the dead? Because of love, right?
Yes, yes.
Trinity was saying, I'm telling you, she's talking to him laying in the chair, right, out there in the real world. And she says, the Oracle told me that the one I fell in love with would be the one, so get up. Right? That was the message, right? And so love brought him back to life. And when he came back from the dead, he had power, right?
Right.
Tremendous power. He saw the Matrix, right? And then, you know, he kind of overshot his thing when he dove into Agent Smith. That was like a little too much, right? but what he had was power. And he didn't have to dodge bullets, just like Morpheus said he wouldn't. He didn't have to dodge bullets. But what are bullets? Bullets are the messages of the rats. The messages of the rats. Because how do the messages of rats come to you? They come to you from within, and they come to you from outside. Mm. They come to you from your wife's rat as behavior. Come from within you as the voice inside. And what they do, that voice inside is the most destructive thing, because it's telling you that you're no good, you're stupid, that was dumb, she hates you, on and on and on, right? These little messages, those are the bullets of the agents right there. And so what you want is the power to take those bullets and literally hold them in space and go, nah, not in my world, and spin them aside. That's what you want the power to do. And so what I'm teaching guys in my environment changer process is I'm teaching them that the first job you have has nothing to do with your wife, nothing at all. It has everything to do with your rat.
Yeah.
Get rid of your rat, and that's the beginning of the real transformation. And I've had hundreds of guys through my program, and they all told me, they've sat with lots of gurus and everything, they said, nobody's ever found the rat, let alone how to get rid of it. So that's really the job, is find a place where you can start to focus on that little voice inside your head and shutting it off. And, you know, you find a way to do it yourself. But once you get the target is the rat. It's not you, the ship.
Right.
Well, stop looking at the ship. The ship is wonderful. The ship's got great onboard facilities and great ice sculptures and buffets. There's nothing you need to fix about the ship. And that's where the whole world makes the mistake. They keep thinking the ship's broken. The ship's not broken. There's nothing wrong with the ship.
Yeah, because we always refer to the whole being. We always refer to us as, you know, we might have some of these issues that we're dealing with, but then when we look in the mirror, the reflection we see is the whole being. Oh, I'm scarred, therefore I'm completely no good, or I've been through a few things, or, you know, this or that, so I'm no use to anyone as a whole. I totally understand that. So in your program, you help men understand this. What is the first step that you what is the first step with dealing with this? Is it just simply unpacking it? Is it identifying like what were the major things that happened to your life and simply getting it out? How do we start?
So I have these 7 modules of material I want every guy to get through, because with the 7 modules is teaching them the language of energy. And so everybody kind of knows about energy. They'll call it all kinds of things. But energy is really what you think, what you imagine, and what you feel. That's really the essence of energy. I mean, if you study quantum physics at all, that's really the essence of energy. What you think, imagine, and feel. Now, in the world of the general population, they think thinking, imagining, feeling is nothing. They think it's worthless. Like things happen to me, and then I think, imagine, and feel. And it's an after effect. It's like sweat at the gym. But it's not. When you learn to concentrate and focus your thought, your imagination, and your feeling in really anti-rat direction, a positive direction, when you learn how to focus that inner energy of what you think, imagine, and feel, and it starts to take over the majority of your waking day. You're awake typically 16 hours a day. Well, what percent of your rat takes over that 16 hours?
Mm.
You know what people tell me? Half.
Wow.
Half. The rat controls half. That's like having Agent Smith running around for half the time.
I was pausing there for a minute. I was like, what's a good quote that he said? I got to think of one really quick. Mr. Anderson. Oh, I love it. All right. Okay.
So it's all about having power over the rat within yourself. Because a two-rat system kills intimacy. A two-rat system kills intimacy. Sense. What is intimacy? Yeah. I trust you and I enjoy you. Yeah. I ask guys this question all the time. I said, if we take I trust you and I enjoy you, and we say her trust and enjoyment of you and your trust and enjoyment of her was a 10 when you started, you know, 8 years ago, 16 years ago, 2 years ago, whatever it was, where are you now on that scale? And they typically give me answers of 3, 0, 2. Why? Because of program possession. The rats came, possessed you, literally destroyed, you know, the relationship, and then escaped. And that's how it happened. You didn't even see it. You don't even know it. You're not even aware of it. You don't know where, you're not aware of program possession. So think about why. You're living in the matrix. The matrix says there is no matrix.
Right.
But there is a matrix. There really is a matrix, and there really is an Agent Smith. And so that's really what the rat is. You see, what people do is they think of childhood pain as a series of memories that are in the past. They're not a series of memories that are in the past. They're a set of instructions that are in the present.
Oh, wow.
They're not a series of memories in the past. They're a series of instructions in the present. And when you don't make that conclusion, if you don't make that jump, you totally don't know what's happening to you. Because when those instructions leave the subconscious mind and enter your nervous system, you're going to pay badly. Because the worst of your father, the worst of your mother is going to possess you, and you're going to do and say things that you don't even know you're doing and saying. Well, now you're absolutely in the dark. And that's where I find every guy. He's absolutely in the dark. He doesn't know what the rats are up to. He doesn't know where to find the rat. But the rat is built on a system called against energy. Against energy is I don't like you, I'm mad at you, you piss me off, you make me mad, you make me irritated, I'm fed up with you, I'm tired of you. Those are all the expressions of against energy. And there's thousands and thousands of ways to be against things. You can be against political parties, you can be against your neighbors, you can be against your teachers, you can be against all kinds of things. But when you're possessed by against energy, that rats own you. And you want to have an intimate relationship now? Forget it. You're not going to have one. Not possible. So, you know, and I say all that in the context of wanting a better intimate relationship called marriage. But if you don't know these foundation basics, you're not going to have a happy marriage, because when you're program possessed, how can you have one? How's that even possible?
Right, right.
You don't know what you're doing.
Let me ask you this. Because I want to get to the other half of this, because this is something that I hear, and I'm sure you've heard probably thousands of times. Let's say we as, you know, the Neos of the world, the men of the world, right? Let's say we're like, you know what? I'm gonna do a deep dive on myself. I'm gonna start improving things. I'm gonna go see the Matrix. I'm gonna figure this out. I am going to become a better person, and I'm gonna work on me. I'm gonna become a better me. And let's say that this same man, we as men, we want to still be with this woman, you know, that we've been married to for, like yourself, you know, 27 years, 10 years, 15 years, whatever it is. What if they are in a place where maybe those rats are so powerful and they're just like, nope, I don't have a problem. It's all your problem. And, you know, basically best of luck. How can we inspire women to get on board with this?
There's no need to inspire a woman to do anything.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
Hey, that's a pretty volatile statement.
Yeah.
There's nothing she needs to do. And here's the reason. Your wife is a reactor. She reacts to things. She's a professional reactor. If you bring a vibration of gratitude and acceptance and appreciation, she will react to that. If you bring her a vibration of criticism and blame and pickiness, she's going to react to that. And all she does all day long is react to her external stimuli.
So interesting.
You think she's got a mind of her own? She doesn't. She's a reactor.
Mm-hmm.
So she reacts to the environment. That's what she does. Now, what if you're a reactor? And you're a reactor living to a reactor. Now what do we have? We have double reactors.
Mm-hmm.
Now how do we bring peace to the home? Well, we don't. So all we need is one guy to decide, you know what? I'm not going to be a reactor. I'm going to become a changer. My role is going to be changer. Her role is going to be reactor. She doesn't need to learn anything. I'm going to make the change. She's going to react to the change. Okay, so now let's talk about the plan. What is the change? What does the guy have to do internally to become a changer? Right? I'm sure you're going to ask that next, right?
Yeah. Now I'm extremely curious.
Right? So here's what they got to know. If you ask a fish, where's the water? The fish is going to say, I have no idea.
Right.
Right?
Right.
If you ask a human being, where is against energy? They're going to say, what's that?
Yeah.
Okay. So what, if we imagine a scale and half of it is against energy and it's full of negative words, criticism, blame, etc., all kinds of negative words. And above on the other half is really positive words like hope and enthusiasm and joy and all that. Okay, so the bottom half of the scale is loaded with against energy, lots of negative words, lots of negative attitudes. Top scale, very positive things. All right, so what the Neo has to do is he has to leave the world of the bottom of the scale, and he has to enter the world of the top. Because the bottom of the scale operates on a law. The law is every problem will be replaced by another problem. Every problem will be replaced by another problem. That means if you want to be in that negative world, and you want to fix things, you're never going to ever end the fixing because every problem will be replaced by another problem. But if you enter the top of the scale with the good energy, where the good energy is, then there are no problems repeating. So now the job is, now that we know that against energy is on the lower half of the scale, we have to leave that place. How do we leave it? So I'm going to give you three words, and this is what Neo needs to do. The first word is acceptance.
Okay.
The second word is gratitude. The third word is appreciation. So I'll give you a process, and this is a great process for a guy to do to really begin to become the Neo in the house, the changer. And so the first word is what we do is we start with the against statement. I am against her cheating on me. Okay? She's having an affair with another man. This makes men crazy. And so I'm going to start with I am against her having an affair. All right, so there's your first statement. You write that down on a pad of paper. Then the next line you write is, I accept she's having an affair. Now you've entered into the world of acceptance. You've left the matrix. And then you want to secure your place out of the matrix. And so you go to the next word, gratitude. And the statement is, I have gratitude that she's cheating on me because I learn from pain and this is the pain that teaches. Okay, now you've just generated a gratitude statement with a reason. I'm learning from pain. And then you go to the third statement to secure you in the leaving the matrix. And the statement is, it's the out of the word appreciation. And appreciation comes with an appreciation question. The question is, what do I love about you? So let's say your wife's name is Susan. And so you say, Susan, what do I love about you? And you name the top three things. I love how you pay attention to me. I love what a great mother you are to the kids. And I love how you keep yourself so beautiful, right? You name three things, specific things. Okay. Now, after you've done this, after you've gone from against to acceptance, to gratitude, to appreciation, and said these specific things that you love about her, you've now left the matrix on that one topic, her cheating on me. But it turns out there's a whole bunch of topics that are grabbing and the rat's using against you, generating against energy, dragging you into against energy. So you've got to go one issue at a time out of against, into acceptance, into gratitude, into appreciation. Then the next issue, out of the against topic, into acceptance, into gratitude, into appreciation, one at a time. I've had guys tell me that they do 10, 12, 14 of these issues one at a time. They feel a great deal of relief. Why do they feel relief? Because they're out of the matrix.
One question. I'm going to challenge you a little bit on this one. I can definitely see how the end result would result in that feeling of relief. However, when you got to the acceptance part, the process of accepting, I'm against her having an affair. I accept that she's having an affair. I'm not even in that situation, but I felt rage for a moment. Like just unbelievable anger.
Absolutely. And what is that unbelievable anger? Unbelievable anger. You know, you were raised by a guy with unbelievable anger, right? Where is that anger stored? It's stored in your subconscious mind.
Right.
Well, when is that going to come out? It's going to come out when an external trigger arrives. And so you were doing this little shock show and this guy suggested that you accept a horrible thing. Accept a horrible thing. No. What does the rat say? No. Right. You need to be against the horrible thing. Now, why would Agent Smith tell you to be against the horrible thing as the solution? Because against energy is what makes Agent Smith function. He swims in against energy. He thrives in against energy. The job is to leave against energy at every opportunity you can. Leave against energy. Because against energy strengthens the rat. And we don't want to strengthen the rat. And this is what the world can't handle. Because the world is owned by the rat. When I say the world, I'm talking people in general.
Yeah, yeah. I can see this working. I'm smiling here on the other end because I can see this working in toxic relationships that are in our lives where someone is extremely toxic, which I guess I really can't use that anymore. Maybe someone who's got a really fat, crazy rat that's running around, right? And they are just trying to get at you, right? They're just trying to get you. And they don't even care what the attention is, as long as it's attention. And the more negative, the better. And
that's
they can't,
right.
They just can't wait until you fight back. And what I've noticed is what happens is if you ignore these people, it drives them insane.
Because they're looking for the two rat system. That's what the two rat system is. It's against, pushing against, back and forth. And that's what they want. They want a two rat system because that's where they thrive. Well, when you leave the matrix, you've left against energy.
All right, let me ask
you this. That changes everything.
Let me ask you this last question here before we wrap up. They thrive on this type of energy, you know, toxic people in your life. And I think one thing that we need to make clear here is that sometimes the way to, I don't want to use the word to win an argument, but the way to keep yourself sane when you have toxic individuals like this in your life is to not engage, because it doesn't even matter if, you know, like, so for instance, someone is just like attacking you, you know, verbally or maybe on social media or through text messages, really what they're looking for is for you to engage, and they don't care. And it doesn't matter how much you probably defend yourself, call it a work environment, call it a friendship, call it a, you know, you have an enemy out there, whatever it is. I mean, I guess maybe even your spouse, but perhaps not engaging is the best way to go about it.
So here's what the popular advice is. Don't engage, stay calm, right? But we don't know how. So let's go back to our Matrix movie for advice. Okay. When Neo got up from the dead and he stood up and he saw the Matrix, he saw what it was, right? It's all these little symbols, green everywhere. And the agents shot at him, all these bullets. And what gave him power? He slowed down time, didn't he? But what happens in this life with the against energy? Everything in against energy speeds time up. And now you have no ability to process the bullets you're being shot with. See, you're being shot with the bullets of cruelty, of criticism, of blame, of all of that. And you're being shot at that, shot from within and from without. Because what is happening, the two rats, the rat without and the rat within, are trying to get together and crush you in the middle. That's what the bullets in the Matrix visual are. But what does Neo have the ability to do? Slow down the bullets by slowing down time. Rah, 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 rah. Right? So you slow down time. And now what happens? The bullet of the rat slows down and you can examine it. And you go, ooh. Well, that's not in my world, and you send it on its way. If you don't slow down time, you're going to be shot. Just like when Neo didn't have the power and he's frantically trying to run away from bullets. It's a crazy life when you're trying to run away from bullets. But once you slow down time, the bullets slow down. And now you can hold them and examine whether you need them or not. And then you can send them away if you don't need them. And that's really the work, the internal work that has to get done. You've got to slow down time in the moment when you're being attacked. And that takes practice. But just the idea of Neo knowing he needs to slow down time in order to slow down the bullets that would have done damage, they aren't doing damage now. Why? Because he can slow down time. And you have an Agent Smith in you, the rat, that wants to shoot you with all this dark energy. And damage you and destroy your children, destroy your money, destroy your marriage, destroy your intimate relationship. And those are all bullets. The bullets must be slowed down so you can examine them and just see that, rah, 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 just slow everything down. Okay? I don't have to leave the argument field. I just need to slow everything down.
This is fascinating, man. I feel like I know Kung Fu.
I know Kung Fu, yeah.
I know Kung Fu. Man, this has been great. And Larry, I know you've got a lot of resources out there. You've been doing this a long time. I want men to get plugged into what you're doing. I want men to be able to plug into you, your resources. I'm using the term plug in, almost like the Matrix. Like it's in there, man. It's in there. We've talked about it so much today. But I want to make sure guys can find you and all your resources. And I know we're actually going to have a special link for the guys just for the Dad Edge, the Good Dad Project guys. But and we'll have that in the footer of the show. So stay tuned to the end of the show. I'll give you guys the link. But what can guys expect to go find when we give them that link?
It's a lot of stuff and it's something if they just went to youcansavethismarriage.com, kind of the overview of everything I'm doing is there. That's one thing they can do. The other thing they could do is they go to Larry, to YouTube and just enter Larry Bellotta. And you'll see, I have a lot of videos that answer a lot of kinds of questions. And that's kind of a kind of easy way to enter my world. Is through YouTube.
Can't they just follow the white rabbit?
Or they can follow the white rabbit.
I had to throw that in there. All right. So gentlemen, here's what we're going to do. Like I said, Larry and I are recording this early on. We are going to have a special link just for you guys to go find all of Larry's resources and to get you started, to get you to take the red pill and deal with this stuff. This has been an amazing show. And
I think it's amazing because of what you are. You're a red pill taker, and that's why it's amazing.
I am a red pill taker, and I love the fact that I didn't know exactly. I mean, I did a lot of homework on you before we did the show, and obviously a fascinating topic. All of us want to be better at this or try to figure out how to save our marriages. But I love the fact that we intertwined one, just a really good guy movie through the whole thing, because I mean, we can give guys strategy all day long, but until we know how to relate to it, sometimes it's over our heads. It's a little hard to understand it. And what you did today, man, it was so,
you know, let's close with the last scene of the first Matrix movie.
Yes, do it.
He steps into the phone booth, and what does he do? He tells the rat, Agent Smith, right? He tells them, I know who you are.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to tell people who you are. That's the essence of his message is, I know who you are. Well, boy, don't you want to be the guy who steps into the phone booth and speaks to the rat and says, I know who you are? Because, see, you used to think your wife was the problem. She was never the problem. The rat is the problem. And you, when you step in the phone booth and you say, I know who you are, you're saying, I have power. And what does he do next? He flies away.
Yeah. That is so true. I'm never going to watch the movie the same again. And it's always on like TNT or TBS or anything like that. But now when I see The Matrix, I'm going to be thinking of Larry Bellotta and all of his marital advice. So, and I think what you've also done with the guys here in the Dad Edge audience, they may not ever view that movie the same way again.
So. I hope not.
Yeah, man. This has been go ahead.
You know what we're talking about is why you're excited about it is because what I'm doing is I'm saying the movie is true. The movie is true. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And they go, oh my God, the movie is true. There really is an Agent Smith. Like, I had no idea. There really is a Matrix. I had no idea.
Real quick, before you and I talked today, did you ever refer to any of this content, like as in The Matrix?
When The Matrix came out, the first movie,
I got
goosebumps because this took me back to my 27 years. And gave me a movie handle to say, look, this is it. This is what I did.
So all this comparison is even before today, like you've referenced this before.
Yeah. When the movie came out, I had goosebumps. I was blown away. And like, you know, fist pumping time when that last thing, when he says, I know who you are. I'm going, no, I know who you are. That's exactly what I want to say.
Oh my gosh, man.
I'm going to tell everybody about you. I know who you are. That's what every guy wants. Every guy wants to be able to say, I know who you are. Because once he says, I know who you are, he starts to have power over who you are. And who you are is the rat. It's not the ship.
Yeah. Oh my God. It makes so much sense. Larry, man, it was a pleasure having you on. I so enjoyed it. We're going to have all your links in the show notes. We're going to have the links for the guys to go check out your courses and everything that you're doing, especially for our audience. But brother, thank you so much for coming on, sharing your wisdom with the guys. And of course, like back and forth banter with one of the greatest movies ever, dude. I just loved it, man.
Well, I love that you're a fan. I don't get to see great Matrix fans everywhere.
You know, sometimes I think we're far and few between these days, but
yeah. That's okay. Well, I love what you're doing to save families. And I'm just, when I think about how many people, how many children that you've turned their lives around because you've kept their dads in their life, I'm just like, oh, that gives me goosebumps. Like, wow, that you're doing that single-handedly with all that you're doing. I mean, that's phenomenal, especially when you think about the childhood you had.
Man, thank you. I mean, you give me so way too much credit. I always joke that I founded the Good Dad Project, but I'm the first guy in line as a client because like I'm so eager to talk to guys like you because I have such a natural curiosity for this stuff because every day I'm a dumbass. I mean, I'm not kidding. Like I make so many mistakes every day and I'm like, and this is the one thing, like having this podcast, being able to talk to people who are way smarter than me. This is the thing that like keeps me sane. It keeps me grounded. So
well, you are perfect for the job, Larry.
That's right, man. Just got to stay curious and humble.
Great stuff.
All right, man. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. That is all I have for you for this particular show. This is episode 175. I got to tell you, I did not know where this conversation was going to go.
when I first started talking to Larry. Obviously, we want to give you guys a lot of nuggets on marriage, how we communicate better, how we can understand each other better, and how we can make our marriages thrive. So that's what I expected to get out of this, and we definitely got that. What I didn't expect is the comparison and the analogies to the Matrix, which was really, I have to admit, I was really impressed. I loved it. It made it much more real for me and hopefully for you as well. As promised, I want you guys to connect with Larry Bellotta if that's what you want to do. He is a great guy. He's helping men and actually couples thrive in their marriages. And it's just been really cool getting to know him. He is actually coming to do a Q&A with the Alliance. So that's going to be extremely beneficial. And the Alliance guys are going to be able to ask him any question that they want. But if you guys want to go check out what Larry has to offer, he has made a landing page just for us. So if you go to youcansavethismarriage.com/good dad. Again, youcansavethismarriage.com/good dad. If you want to connect with Larry, if you want to ask him any questions, if you want to book some time with him, you'll be able to reach him through that particular link. But for all the links for everything that we mentioned to connect with Larry, you can go to this particular show, which is gooddadproject.com/175. All right, guys, we'll see you on Thursday for Thursday Throwdown.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's show. And for more episodes and resources that will give you an edge, head on over to gooddadproject.com.